Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my two guests, Rachel Wilson and Linda Ravel from International Yacht Register, IYR, and Sovereign Group. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
It's been a long time since I've seen either one of you, but mind you, in this past year and a half, I think it's been a long time since I've seen anybody, so...
It's good to catch you. It's good to see you on screen.
Yes. Well, I think that's pretty much the way business has been done straight across the board for this past year. But things are now opening up. But I want to know what you guys have been up to in the last year. What's moving and shaking and what's new?
Rach, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Well, obviously working for IYR and Sovereign. Personally... After we got out of the lockdown, that was quite nice. And then I had an accident and fell down the stairs and ended up back at home for 3 more months where I couldn't even leave the house to walk the dog. So that was a real fun end to the year last year. This year had our kitchen renovated, which was nice and stressful, as you can imagine. Other than that, yeah, just getting on with it. Glad that things are starting to open up here more now. It's nice to go out and see people in real life, not just on the screen.
True. Yeah. And you, Linda?
Although throughout lockdown, yeah, we're because Rachel and I used to work physically so close to each other for a long, long time. And then working in lockdown, I'm over here in England. Rachel is over there in Palmer. And sometimes, you know, in the height of the lockdown where no one was really sure what was going on and how long is this going to be, and feeling quite isolated in many ways. And so we developed a mechanism, a coping mechanism, I'll call it, whereas we just kept our WhatsApp video running. So I would be working on various projects and Rachel would be working at her desk, and then we'll be silent, be tapping away, you know, the cat's on the mat, all that kind of stuff. And then I'd just say, Rach, what does this sound like? And she'd out that, and it was just like we were on desks next to each other. And I found that I felt a lot less isolated. So being able to work with my absolute best work buddy and knowing that she was there and literally could say, you know, oh my God, the dog just farted, Jesus, you know, and have that banter as if we were next door to each other. So that was a real pleasure. And I've been locked down in England a lot more than you guys have, a lot more. And so and getting used to being over here and not having the network around me as I had been before, it was great to have that. I'm going to call it a lifeline. It was really good to have.
Yeah, I was going to say there. Lockdown was completely different, I imagine, for you over in England as it was. I mean, every country sort of had their different rules and regulations. And, you know, some countries didn't lock down until, you know, quite a ways into the pandemic, such as England. Whereas Spain, they kind of, you know, the minute it erupted, as it were, we locked down completely, 100% for, I think, 3 months. Between the two of you, what were the main differences did you notice in having your WhatsApp video chats all day long?
I think ours was before. Yeah, we were just it was just a normal working day. You've just got a little face there in the corner of your screen just typing away. Yeah, it was quite nice. I mean, obviously ours, like you said, ours was straight away and very strict. And I think England didn't quite catch up with that until a while after. But I think by the time you got there, you then went into the strict lockdown, didn't you?
Mm. I made a run for it in the gap, in the summer, July gap. We were lucky enough to sell the house and organise everything. And we literally arrived in England and we'd got to the Channel Tunnel in this sort of two-week gap to get here. And all the family were messaging us, are you in yet? Have you got here? What on earth is going on? And they said that there was another lockdown happening at midnight and we had to get in before midnight. But so that added to the stress of the journey. And then as soon as we got here, I think we had about a week off and then just in lockdown.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? We're seeing now things are loosening up. And of course, you know, the Palma Yacht Show is coming up and that's kind of exciting. I mean, you know, yacht shows haven't been happening. And of course, last year, straight across the board, it was, you know, they were pushing them off and pushing them off because yacht shows are big business, right? So they were saying, well, we're going to postpone it. We're going to postpone it. And then eventually everybody kind of knew that it was going to be canceled in the end anyway. But this is probably one of the first yacht shows that is happening or major yacht shows that is happening. And you guys are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
well,
we
Rachel is.
Oh, yeah, I will.
And yeah. why are you coming?
I thought about it. I wanted to. Obviously, I'd love to, you know, drink champagne at our tasting event next Friday with Rachel and wave across to you over on the Moonraker deck. But I think that it seemed foolish to make a non-essential journey in these times when our colleagues from International Yacht Register and Sovereign Group are so professional and so well advised that they can do anything that I could. So, you know, the team is there and the team will do everything that we need to achieve during those 4 days.
Well, that's great. But Rachel, you are going to be there. Let me ask you, what exactly is International Yacht Register?
I will hand over to Linda on that one. That's her section of the question.
Okay. So International Yacht Register was established in 2009, and it came about because Sovereign Group was involved in the project build of an 81-meter Fed ship. It's a beautiful, beautiful yacht that we still manage today, and we charter manage it. And in order to keep those departments separate and develop professional teams within each section, so we've got professional yacht managers and we've got charter managers, International Yacht Register was established, and that became the charter specialist. So it was a new build project that started International Yacht Register. And in the early stages, there's been sort of a really lovely, easy, sustainable growth, no pressure, no dynamic driving, nothing rocking the boat. And what it has been is the charter management of the yachts that we manage through Sovereign Group, plus other ones that have come our way, just based on hearsay and reputation, and more charter yachts are coming, and we're very selective. But this, we have a yacht for sale at the moment, which is a 44-meter Heesen yacht called San Bernardo, and it's due to San Bernardo that our sales team of International Yacht Register are bringing the yacht to the show. In fact, it arrived yesterday afternoon and we are showing it off. It is the most meticulously maintained yacht I've ever seen. And it's the second largest in the show, second only to a sailing yacht, a 50-meter sailing yacht. And it's certainly it's the largest motor yacht in the show. And it's going to be right next to you, Rhea, from your deck on Moonraker. So that's what International Yacht Register do. So to go back, so we charter manage and we sell boats, sell yachts, and we're involved in new build. There you go.
So Sovereign Crew or Group, sorry, that is where the crew aspect comes in, and that is where Rachel spends most of your time, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Sovereign Group is the kind of parent company with these different divisions underneath. So we've got the crew recruitment and the training and the management side as well for yachts too. So it's a big organization.
Well, and Sovereign Group actually does education as well.
Yeah, we are
the crew training.
Involved in training. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, under the Nautical Academy.
Right. So it is definitely, I mean, sort of an umbrella that covers so many different aspects of yachting. And if there's something to do with yachting, Sovereign Group or International Yacht Register has a finger in the pie, as it were.
Yeah, it's certainly a complete service to any yacht owner. We have professionals within the group that can handle any situation, from that's from crew payroll to recruitment of crew to, you know, bespoke training on board to a new build to a sale to charter managing it. And it's a massive, massive business. You know, for your and but we've kept small teams, and we're quite picky about what we look after. We don't want to become we specialize on quality rather than quantity.
That's very good. And very insightful. So let me ask, you have something really exciting dropping today, actually. What is that?
Rach, that's yours.
That's mine. So it's launching today, but it is dependent on Apple and Google as to when people can use it. But we are launching a crew recruitment app under Sovereign Crew, and we're very excited about it. It's been a really interesting process to be involved in as part of the development of an app, and we're kind of looking at how we can make this easier for crew and for captains or purses or whoever is hiring on the boat to just have it there in their phone. I mean, what do you do these days that isn't on an app? It makes sense to bring that over into it. I'm very excited about it.
Well, tell us a little bit more about it, because it's not just for crew looking for work. It's also for management that are looking for crew. It goes both ways. Is there a fee that goes with it? How easy is it to use, et cetera?
So the app itself, no, we're not charging for the app. It is free to download for anyone. The services that you would hire as a yacht for our recruitment, they are our standard fees. We're an MLC compliant crew agency, so it's all industry standard. For crew, we don't charge them at all. We don't charge any seafarers. So it's a nice incentive to offer. We've got our new website that launched last year in November. So it's just kind of an addition onto that, but it's streamlining everything that you can do on a computer and on a desktop into your phone. So crew can log in and upload their profiles, take their photos. We've got a good video, a reality CV feature that is kind of a video introduction to crew, so they can introduce themselves to their potential employer. And then on the captain's side, you can log in, post a vacancy. There's still the element of the crew managers there that will then go through the search and pick out the best options to present. And then the captain can view the CVs from the app, pick whether they want to hire them, whether they want to interview them, or whether they're not interested. They can view the CVs and the videos all on their phones.
See, that sounds really interesting because, you know, in a day and age where nobody goes anywhere without their phone, and we are no longer packing around newspapers or packing around magazines or packing around anything other than our phone. I'm surprised that more people haven't taken that step. And it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense because we know these crew are down in the docks. And this year we haven't seen a lot of dock walking for obvious reasons. And there's a lot of crew entering the industry. So something like this, of course, just makes it all so much easier.
I'm going to take this one, Rach. The thing that I love about the whole system, the way the system has been built, and it's been built from scratch, is to absolutely filter. So when a yacht puts a vacancy live, there's the usual process with many recruitment agents would be to, you know, scroll through, have some people, send it through, but it does take time. The intricacy of the system that we have developed, which is beautiful in its simplicity to the user, but we know what's going on in the engine behind it. And it absolutely provides the most targeted results and so quickly. And all the crew that we suggest, they have the option to provide a video interview, and which is far better than just a CV when you've got a nice smiley photo. They can literally say, "Hi, my name is Linda. I am a whatever I've been in the industry for." And immediately the captain, the purser, whoever is looking for to fill that vacancy gets an essence of the person. And it's literally just on the phone. It's backed up where all the CVs, the professional CV that's produced through our system is entirely dependent on the information that is input by the user. And whatever they update, if they update a new certificate or they add a new skill, it's immediately updated within their CV. So they don't have to go into like a Word document and upload it to PDF and then send it. It's there and it's shareable to everybody. Plus it comes with the guarantee that our crew managers have vetted these people. We've got the references and we can actually put them through a name check to ensure that these candidates are actually genuine. They're not on any like Interpol lists or politically exposed people lists. So there's this additional guarantee that we provide, and it's all within the service. Every recruitment agent is reliant on the crew to update their details. We have created a traffic light system so they can say they're actively searching, they're happy where they are, they're actually taking a break. And by upgrading that all the time, by updating that all the time and updating their location, if a job comes up in Monaco tomorrow, we've immediately got people on the ground. You know, it's that swiftness of accurate response that absolutely blows me away on this crew recruitment system. And so we just ask that when crew are being handed this on a plate, crew are being asked to just download this app and use it. This will build you the best profile in the market. But keep it updated. Because if you keep everything current and keep everything updated and give us the information that we require, we can put you in front of the roles that are perfect for you.
Coming from a captain side of things, when you post jobs up on social media, for example, you see on a lot of these social media sites, they specify whether it be gender because of shared cabins, or they need X ticket, X ticket, X ticket. And then they get inundated with, you know, 300 CVs, and maybe five of them have the exact specifications which the captain is looking for. Is this app going to help captains with that issue?
Most definitely. So the specific requirements you were talking about then, when a captain downloads the app and fills in the vacancy request form, they specify those requirements, and the search filters that are built into our system will only bring up those candidates that meet those specific requirements. And then it's down to us as crew managers to make sure that, okay, we're going to put the top three people forward, because you don't want to fill up a captain's inbox. We'll make sure that we've got their references. We'll make sure that everything's in order, and then they'll be put forward towards the captain. So they log into the app and see three candidates waiting for them to click on their profile and say yes or no.
That's brilliant, because that, I think, one of the biggest things that people complain about is that, you know, especially when you're hiring crew, is that the amount of crew the world over right now, I mean, we're seeing such an increase in people training to become crew. But it's like they don't read sometimes, or they do read and think maybe they could slip by. I don't know how that works, but it is getting quite frustrating for captains, really. And
Rachel's
management.
Got some stories.
We do see that a lot. He
applied for chief stew and the bosun's position, wasn't it, or something like that?
They're the most interesting ones. Obviously, the job market is how it is at the moment, and you're going to put yourself forward for anything. But we have seen candidates go for captain's roles and junior stewardess roles in the same 10 minutes, and go for whatever you can, but also be realistic. It's one of the things we posted about a couple of weeks ago. It's come on, let's be realistic now. Make sure you're reading it. Make sure when you're sending your CV, you're putting a little message there, not just attaching a document and sending it off. It's those little details that make you stand out as a candidate.
Well, and I mean, honestly, who would hire you if you can't even read the basic outline? I mean, you know, we're talking about one of the most meticulous jobs in the world, I would assume. We're not talking just 5-star service. We're talking 7-star service. So if you don't even have the capabilities of reading, then no one's going to hire you to be on board that yacht or that super yacht, because, you know, obviously you're not the type of person that will look at the fine print.
Yeah, that's another good feature of our app on the crew side, is that when they're looking at vacancies, and they go scroll down to apply, there's actually a feature there that tells them what they are missing from the specification. So, okay, you're about to apply for this job, but actually it looks like you're missing X, Y, and Z qualifications. If you've got these, you need to upload them to your profile and make sure it's up to date. If not, perhaps this job isn't for you. So it's just trying to build that barrier in. So when we do get the applications in, it's we're making sure that we've done everything we can to advise the crew what they need to apply.
Well, it sounds like it's something that crew will have to be on the ball. They can't be lazy and let it slide. They can't be lazy and, you know, once they've gone and they've done the extra tickets, they have to make sure to update that profile to make sure that they are put forward for whatever jobs in their area or outside of their area if they're able to travel. But it sounds like something that I think will make the process so much easier.
I think so. We're asking them to help us help them.
Right.
And as an incentive to doing so, Stephen White, who was the founder and CEO of Sovereign Group, he's an ex-yacht captain, was one of the most highly regarded youngest captains in the superyacht industry a few years ago. And his aim with the new system and the new site was to provide a reward system and a rewards incentives to the crew to fully engage with the app and helping us to help them. And for every piece of information, for every location check-in, or when they update their video profile, they add a new certificate, they are rewarded by points. And the points will accumulate during the year and they can be used as towards discounts, towards services that are within Sovereign Group. We've also got some, as the launch, we've also got some gear, some products there are some really good discount incentives towards getting some fantastic gear for crew. And there's also the charity donations that will be at the end of the year. So we've chosen very carefully. Obviously, we're going with the Yacht Crew Help, mental health and mental health awareness charity. We're supporting them. We're also supporting Sea Shepherd and other and Superyacht Global, which are the conservation of for the oceans. And if people are already supporting those charities in different ways, we also have a lovely charity. It's actually in the UK, and it's for children with autism, and it's getting these children with autism the support and the teaching and training that will help them to live a much more fulfilled life than that for their families as well. So we do reserve the right to change the charities as years go by, but the charities that we've chosen for this particular launch that are very close to either our hearts or to the hearts of the yacht crew, charities aside, when we continue the build and the app moving forward, there'll be new gear launches and new products coming forward, and it's all a big association. Everything is aimed towards the yacht crew and just making sure that what we provide to the yacht is a crew that are well prepared, they're well presented, their profile is accurate, and we are presenting to the yacht captains the right crew, the ideal candidates, and we're doing it quickly. We're doing it quicker than any other system out there at the moment.
Well, it really sounds like what you've created is a community. It's not just an app. It is a community that you've created, and people like to feel part of a community. So I congratulate you on that, and I wish you all the best. Listen, before I let you go, at the Palma Yacht Show, once again, let's make sure everybody knows where you're going to be.
San Bernardo, which is the largest motor yacht of the show, so you can't miss it, is actually going to be on the port side of Moonraker, which is your broadcasting platform for the show. So it's down by, on the corner of STP, where the arm comes out, where all the brokers are going to be, San Bernardo is going to be right in the middle of all that. So there's Moonraker on her starboard side, and Anna Kenneth, the sailing yacht, is on her port side.
Perfect. Well, and you know what? There's going to be a bar in front of Moonraker, so, you know, come on down.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you there.
I have FOMO, big fear of missing out.
Well, that's okay, Rachel. We can actually, you know, toast each other. Just, you know, because we're going to be next to each
just
other,
lean
right?
Across.
Exactly.
Or to be really nice, you could video call when you're there.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll send you so many selfies.
I love that. We've had we had a new central agency yacht to join our fleet, and it says it's the most beautiful Lagoon 77. It's a sailing cat called Maria Princess III. And we had a photo shoot on it, and all the colleagues that were heading to Barcelona to do this photo shoot, she said, send me selfies, just want to see people together, because all we ever do is see people on Zoom. So they were sending me selfies around, being very sweet about it. But I shall appreciate one of you too.
Well, you know what, I'm going to be live streaming, so you can just tune in at any time and feel as if you're on board with me.
I will. I will have you running in the background.
And then
I
will pull Rachel on board, and we'll do a live stream together and make you feel like you're, you know, in the room.
Good. Socialize safely and responsibly.
We'll try.
Actually, I think I'm going to pull her in for the wine tasting at the end every evening, because, you know, for me, it's a no-go. I have one glass of wine and I can't speak. So for wine tasting, we're going to have somebody that can actually taste the wine. So I've asked Rachel to be my wine taster.
Thank you. I have a wonderful palate. You won't regret your choice.
we're running a very exclusive champagne tasting event in the show. And the champagne has been chosen by the wine industry of Mallorca. And they have never let me down. I will miss out on that champagne, but they've never let me down. So yeah, they'll be providing a classic Brut champagne that has lingering flavors. I've read the blurb.
I was going to say, do you even know what that means?
I did know, because I read the blurb. I read it. I looked it up on the wine industry's website. I looked at that very specific champagne and I read about it.
Good for you, doing your research. So Rachel, considering I'm inviting you on board for the wine tasting events, I'm assuming that I get an invite for the champagne tasting event.
I'm sure we can arrange that. Although if you're not good with wine, how do you fare with champagne?
Yeah, actually worse, because the bubbles go straight to your head, don't they? Yeah, but I want to come on board and see the boat. So I'll just come on board to see the boat and wander around a bit and then make my escape without drinking. How's that?
That's fine.
Exclusive viewing has to be scheduled in because of COVID.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we'll have to do
we'll put you in the schedule.
Perfect. I love to be in the schedule. Right, ladies, I've got to say thank you ever so much for your time. It's been very, very muchly appreciated. And, you know, people, pop by, check out, and as well, go on to I guess there's a link, right? We'll provide that link down below for your website in order for people to go over and click and download that app.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, everybody, download that app, make your life a lot easier, and make the captain's life a lot easier. We'll definitely see you all at the Palma Yacht Show. We'll look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for, throughout the darkest times, running awesome programming. Your social media posts make me laugh every single day. And just your personality shining through is a real joy and a real asset to the yachting industry.
Oh, thank you, Linda. And
If you cut that, I will be really cross. Keep that in.
Fine, I will leave it in.
There you go.
Thank you once again, everyone. This has been Linda Revelle and Rachel Wilson of International Yacht Register, or IYR, and Sovereign Group. Like we said, we'll make sure to put the link down below this interview so that you can click and download, because it's definitely going to make your life a lot easier. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Please tune in again for the